So, hey beautiful people, welcome on the Shubh Show. I hope you all are doing great. I'm your host Shubham Maheshwari and today we have a new guest on our show. She can explain you about insecurities a female have to go through. And if you are a male, just don't leave this episode because you also have a sister, friend, partner, girlfriend and like you have a many roles. So, it's better to understand them, it's better to understand their insecurities and it's better to respect their insecurities so they can overcome this. And if you are a female, then this is a perfect episode for you. So without wasting any further time, let's go on the episode.
Hi, welcome on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, like, can you please introduce yourself to our audience first?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Sneha and I'm a 16-year-old student. I live in Gurgaon and I'm the host of the podcast Everyday Today. This podcast is my attempt to focus on the small little things that happen in our daily lives that might go unnoticed, but these everyday actions and habits actually have a big difference in our daily lives and in the grand scheme of things.
So, like our today's episode is all about insecurities teen girls have to face. Like, I feel like insecurities is something people of every age group feel. But teenagers are full of doubts, insecurities, and low esteem. But can you please explain us, like, what is insecurities? And then the insecurities girls have to face or go through every day, like in common life.
Yeah. So I was actually reading about this yesterday only, that teenagers have this thing called imaginary audience. So they think that all the time people are looking at them, whatever they're doing, which is not true. But to teenagers, it feels like everything they do is being noticed. Everything they do is being judged. So this leads us to being very self-conscious about our actions. I think at an adolescent, like, you know, about teenager age, the kind of problems and insecurities that both males and females face become very similar. In the sense that, you know, battling with peer pressure is something that is a big problem that people face. And then because of this, the friendship issues that come about, then academic validation, all of these become insecurities for everyone. Specifically something I experience as females and with my friends. And I think this might be true for males also. But speaking from a female point of view, the biggest one is appearance. Appearance becomes a huge kind of topic of concern because, you know, you feel like other people are seeing you, other people are judging you. Everyone is so well-dressed, you are not well-dressed. When it comes to, say, body hair, some people are getting their hair back, some people are getting their hair removed through threading and stuff, and there are some people who are not. This leads to people feeling insecure again. Apart from that, I think another thing that persists in female friend groups, again, might also be in male friend groups, but I'm not aware of it, is toxicity and comparison that comes from, you know, this friend is better than that friend or talking behind people's backs. There's a lot of judgmental attitude going around because, you know, people have this idea of comparison in their head all the time. And this talking behind each other's backs also leads to more insecurity because you're like, oh, I don't know what they think about me, what they talk about me to their friends. And it's just this like web of that goes around. I think as we grow up though, we kind of start letting go of these particular insecurities about appearance and about, you know, the expectations of what other people would think. And I'd be interested to know how you look at this from a male point of view.
As you talk about toxicity or judgmentals or people talk behind your back, so, you know, Indian parents are no less than others. Like, not about every person, but some parents are always judging each person, like every teenager, he or she is good in something and you are not. So, what is your point of view on that?
I think obviously some kind of healthy comparison is helpful. Like, it gives motivation, right? You don't even know the world outside until someone tells you that, look, this. So someone told me that here's a podcast, and then I'm like, okay, this is a great thing. Maybe I can also do it. But on the other hand, a lot of the comparison that happens is very blind. So my parents don't usually ever compare, gratefully, but I've seen a lot of this happening, and it's usually like very blind comparison that, oh, this person is doing this, why aren't you doing it? But then those parents don't recognize the good things that their child is doing, and like the interests of their child may not align with whatever that other kid is doing. And so it becomes an unnecessary burden and a pressure. So it's very important that parents recognize and realize what their child is doing before making them feel inadequate or making them feel that they're not doing enough and other kids are doing better than them.
Like every person, no matter what he's she doing, like no matter he's successful or not, he will have or she will have insecurities about themselves. Like there are many insecurities about myself. Like I am insecure about my voice, my body, and many things. So like, do you have any insecurities or you already overcome?
Of course, I do still have some insecurities, kind of some of them revolving around appearance, some of them revolving around expectations, right? Like, there's so many expectations, especially when it comes to academics, that kind of make me insecure in a lot of ways. But a huge insecurity that I have and I am still overcoming is related to my appearance. So a few years ago, kind of when I was in like ninth grade or so, I started becoming quite 8th or 9th grade, I started becoming very conscious of the way I looked. And you know, again, having to do with facial features and how they didn't look like other people's facial features. And eventually, though, I think a lot of it came from mindset. So I had to shift my mindset and tell myself that no, the way I look is good, or the features I have are beautiful. And that kind of that consciously telling myself that no, this is good, helped me overcome that aspect of it. And even today, a lot of standards are very internalized in us that we see on TV and ads and everything. You see a very particular type of features. So all these become very internalized in us. And to overcome that internalization, it's not simple. It takes a lot of time and like consciously thinking up and rethinking about it.
Like the way we look, like firstly we have to become confident about our bodies or about look, then we can expect from the world to treat us right. Like now we have
Yeah, I
a
love how you
segment.
said that.
Like now we have a segment called People Ask. Like we have few questions from our audience or the people who follow our podcast.
Okay.
So they just send their questions. So number one is, hi, I am a 16-year-old. We just hide their names. So I am a 16-year-old. I feel insecure about everything, from my body to my family. Is it normal? And if no, what to do?
Okay, so I think at this age, it is very normal to feel insecure about a lot of things. However, this, you know, it's okay to feel insecure. You shouldn't, you know, trash yourself or, you know, say that, oh, something is wrong with me all the time just because you feel insecure about these things. It's very normal and it's a very universal experience. And like you said before, that even people who feel like they're doing great, they're so confident, they have everything, they also are insecure about a lot of things. However, it is important to overcome these insecurities and gain confidence in yourself, especially when it comes to family matters and, you know, for appearance again. So I think what can help is writing things down in a diary, maybe, or, you know, voice recording. Because I think the first step is to actually understand how you're feeling and why you're feeling a certain way. Like, why is it that you are feeling insecure in this particular sphere of life? So once you kind of, figure out those thoughts, then talk to some supportive people around you, talk to some friends who can help uplift you. And I think there's a lot of resources on YouTube as well nowadays that kind of help in motivating you, encouraging you, and making yourself more confident with who you are.
Yeah, that's a great thing you just tell to our audience. And question number second is, hello, my name is Dash. My question is, how do we find out what our insecurity is about? Because I don't know about them.
That's a good question. See, I think it could be that you just have no insecurities, but that usually doesn't happen. In some way or the other, we are insecure about something. So self-awareness again is a very key concept. I think a lot of us don't take out time to sit and reflect and to sit and think about who we are, where we are, situations we have faced, and how we reacted to the situations, how we felt in those situations while we were there. And the more self-aware we become, the more reflection we do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, like what did I learn today or what did I realize today, or do it once a week. That kind of helps us become more aware of ourselves, and I think becoming aware of your insecurities kind of becomes a part of self-awareness. And if you are someone who has overcome a lot of their insecurities, then that's amazing.
Yeah, to know about your insecurities, we have to do some self-talk daily, like what I'm doing or what I like, what I don't like, how people are treating me, and etc., to know about this thing particularly.
Yes.
So, yeah, so number third is, I'm very confident now. I'm very confident. Is there any chance I would have insecurities later?
I think insecurities, first of all, amazing that you're so confident. So good for you, so proud of you. Future in the life, I think insecurities do emerge, and I'm assuming right now you're a teenager, because when you move on, then you have pressures of having a career, you have pressures of settling down, you have pressures, the new pressures that adults might face, right? And with those pressures come new insecurities like job insecurities or relationship insecurities and so on, but or like financial insecurities as well, and having your independent self and battling between independence and dependence and so on. But I think that the teenager insecurities cannot be matched, because as we grow up, we become more mature, we learn a lot of things. And again, I don't know, I haven't experienced the adulthood phase, but I think that once we kind of learn to recognize and master our insecurities, become aware about them, it might also help us in our adulthood to have, battle these insecurities and so on.
So here is the last question. It is a long one. I got bullied about my body in my middle school and high school, and now I am an adult. Now I am an adult. Can you please give me any advice to change my mindset or how to deal with it?
I think bullying is such a big problem, especially when it comes to middle school, because everyone around us is so, caught up in their own self-consciousness that to feel better about themselves, they bully other people, and then they don't realize the impact it can have on other people. And like you said, that this person themselves is an adult now, and they are still struggling with those body image issues. They kind of get carried on throughout their life. And what can work? There are multiple things that can work. First would be to communicate with other people. So if there are some supportive people in your life who you trust, who you are comfortable talking with, talk about it with them just regularly about how you feel in certain instances about yourself, your body. And another thing would be to, like I said before, about consciously intervening and consciously telling yourself that this is great, because at this point it becomes so internalized in yourself that no, my body is not good, or no, the way I look is not good. So for that, you have to go look in the mirror, stand in front of a mirror, and tell yourself that no, this looks good, or like, you know, pose in a certain way that makes you feel good and think, yeah, this actually, you know, I look good. I'm good looking. I have a good body. And it's because it's all about mind games. It's our mind who makes us feel that our body is inadequate. So we have to tell our mind that no, it is adequate. And for that, what has worked for me has been this kind of intervention to, like, every day for a really long time, just telling myself this over and over again until my mind starts to actually believe it.
Yeah, like I read somewhere that people who felt some certain type of trauma in their teenage, like about anything, like about question, a girl just asked us, like he's bullied by his friends in middle school. So I read it that sometimes this trauma is also can cause you harm in your adulthood. Like, yes, it's a big thing. So thank you for connecting with us. Last piece of advice you can give to any teen girl who is feeling insecure.
So last advice, okay. So
Yeah.
the first thing is, you are amazing as a person, as who you are. Your physical appearance is absolutely perfect. You do not need to worry about it. And you can keep growing as an individual. This is the age where you are starting to mentally mature. And so, you know, identify who you are, what are your morals, where do your boundaries lie, you know, create this sense of self. What do I like, what do I not like, and kind of self-awareness. So once you have this sense of these are my values and morals which I cannot cross and which I have to keep close to me, you will definitely become a more confident individual, especially when it comes to peer groups. Like, if there's someone talking behind someone's back and you have made it your rule that I won't do this, then you have that sense of confidence to say no to them and tell them that I won't be involved in this discussion. And, you know, from that, you can recognize that this is the part of me which I want to improve on and which I want to grow. And that kind of helps you become more confident, like I said before, and combat your insecurities if you have a goal in mind and if you know who you are and where you are today.
Yeah, thank you, Sneha, for coming on our show and giving this valuable information to our audience. I hope this information will help audience in every aspect. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I had a really good time, and the questions were amazing as well.
Yeah, thank you.